everybody. Here's the finished product of what you'll be learning how to create in Fireworks CS3, 4, CS5, any Fireworks version you're in. Actually, you could probably do this in Photoshop and GIMP, no problem as well. But let's take a look at all the examples we've slapped together here for you. We're using custom image fills, or custom image patterns as fills on our text, to create some cool designs when it comes to logo creation or special text creation. Alright, first thing is to open up whatever image you want to use. I'm going to use a stone surface. And if you're going to use stone, it's probably best to have something that has a lot of detail in it. And if you can find something with nice cracks in it, that helps as well. You can get texture maps like this from stock image facilities online, or you can just go up to a wall and snap an image of it with your digital camera. Now, with that in place, I'm going to write some text. I'm going to write FW, which is short for fireworks, STONE, stone. Let's see, 220, let's make this one a little bigger. Actually, let me change the text first. Just find a font that you like. I'm going to use this. For this example, I have, I'm not even sure how you say that, Plantagenet Cherokee. It looks like I can make this a little bit larger, which I'm going to do. Let's make that about 220. There we go. I'm going to adjust the height difference between the lines, right about there. I don't want that fireworks word so big, so I'm going to make that about 160. There we go. Okay, now the idea is to get this same picture, this same texture, as the fill for this text. Now to do that, you just go down here to the color for that text. Instead of changing the color, you go down to the fill options. Change that from solid to pattern. And there's a whole bunch of default patterns that come with fireworks, but we're going to go to other. So you go all the way down to the bottom. If there's a little arrow there, you click the arrow till it gets all the way to the bottom of the list, and you'll see the word other. Click that. Just grab that stone surface, the same picture. Now here's where the magic happens. With the text highlighted, you can move the texture that's on the text, or the pattern, and you can see, watch when I get down to the corner, things start to synchronize up and it becomes a little chameleon text and it blends right in like it was the predator. Now what I'm trying to do is get that little dot at the very corner, and it looks like I just about got it. Let's go down one more right there. So you can zoom in by pressing control mouse wheel, zoom out, in and out, control mouse wheel. So if you have to zoom in like I did, get it directly in the corner, do that. Alright, now. So now the text is there. And if I fade this out, let's go to the opacity in this background. Highlight just the background, go to the opacity, bring it down. And you can see that your text is there, but it has the same exact pattern as the background. And it's all in the same pixel location, so it blends right in. Now we're just going to quickly and simply add a few filter effects to create depth perception and make it look like it's chiseled or laser cut into the stone. Okay, with our little chameleon text highlighted, let's go down to the filter effects and add. First one will be adjust color, brightness, and contrast. Now you can play with the brightness and contrast to make it lighter, darker, however you like it. In this case, we're going to make it darker. So right about there is good. Press OK. This text that has the pattern, which is the stone surface, is now just a little bit, the pattern's just a little bit darker, but it hasn't lost any of its detail or anything. Now we're going to go and give it another effect of glow. So you go to shadow and glow. Give it a glow, change the red to white. Bring it all the way down to zero here. Bring it in a little bit on the fade of it. We don't want it so bright. See, if you had it all the way up at 100, you'd see it, give it a nice bright glow, but you don't want it like that. You want it very subtle. Right about there. That looks good to me. Now, let's click it again. Make sure the text is highlighted. Let's add another effect. This one's going to be shadow and glow, inner shadow. So you can see right when I added that one adds the magic that is the depth perception of the whole thing. And since we added the glow around it, it gives our edges a refined look that we want. So you can see if you focus your eye on the center of that O there, it looks like it's its own little rock island standing above everything else that's dug out down there. Same thing with the E. So that's the effect you're going for. You want it to look like it's sunk in there. And you can play with the depth, but I wouldn't go too far because then it'll look a little phony-ish. So about 6 or 7 is good. Now let's grab this text. Control C. Let's go to File, New. Let's make it a little bit bigger than that. That way we have room to play. Let's make it 1,000 by 400. Press Control V. And let's make the background black. Click the background, make it black. There. I'm going to make it a little bit bigger than 400. 500 would be better. Alright, now there's the text without the matching background. So what we'll do is remove the glow and the inner shadow. I'm going to change to white. Now I'm going to give this a new effect of bevel, inner bevel. Bring it all the way up. Bring that all the way up. That looks good to me. Let's give the text an edge color. Actually, let's try it without an edge color first. Once that's selected, press Control C and Control V. So basically, what you've done is taken that and put another copy of it right on top of itself, see? But don't move it. I'm just moving it for demonstration purposes. I'm putting it back right now by pressing Control Z. Now, it's sitting right on top. I'm just going to press my arrow key up on my keyboard up once and then right arrow key once. I'm going to do the same thing with the one that's on top. Control C, Control V. The new copy that I just pasted, up once, over once. Do it again. Control C, Control V. Up once, over once. Control C, Control V. Up once, over once. Then you can grab a whole bunch of them if you want at that point. Control C, Control V. And move them where they need to go to where it gives it a 3D look. Because that's what we're setting out to do here. Alrighty. So see what that does? It almost looks like it has nice marbled edges. It's really cool. You can highlight the whole set of those. Press Control G, or you can modify, flatten the selection. And now it's just one image, flattened. You can give that a nice glow. Do whatever you want. Make it hot. Let's bring that down. There we go. Beautiful. So you can see you can achieve some really cool textured 3D inlaid laser cut, all kind of cool looking stuff by using patterns, custom patterns as the fill for your text. Now I just happen to have this wood and steel surface. Let's see what we can do with those. Okay, here's the wood. I chose to make it look like it was raised up instead of inset, and the steel. I have to say, I like the steel. The steel looks really cool. And the steel I made inset. And here's the wood, all 3D'd out. There you can see a whole bunch of good examples of how this can really help your design workflow using custom image patterns on your text or any shapes. I have a fireworks tutorial that I put out about a year ago that talks about putting these custom patterns on shapes. So it doesn't have to be just text, it can be You whipping out the pen tool, doing something funky like this, and that shape, see? It already has the stone on it. Now all I'd have to do is put that in the corner, it's gonna sink right up. See what I'm saying, man? See what I'm saying? Alrighty. Hope you've enjoyed this lesson in fireworks, and we'll see you next time.